Statistics are particularly beloved by the communications media, television, radio, and newspapers. They are seen as hard facts as opposed to opinions, and are much more likely to be quoted when reporting on people or organizations whose opinions are seen as requiring support from facts. Thus, a pressure group is much more likely to have a story published in a national newspaper if it can support it with statistical evidence. A number of organizations working in the field of race relations have traditionally sought to base their argument on statistical evidence, believing that only if they do this will serious attention be paid by those whom the organizations hope to convince, whether these be members of parliament, key civil servants in important departments, or the general public. Only by presenting facts, such organizations might argue, can the argument for more effective action be won. There is, indeed, considerable truth in this. Most people in Britain today would probably agree that racial discrimination is wrong and should not be tolerated. But they would probably disagree about the existence and the extent of such discrimination. Many would have to be convinced that it did indeed exist in certain areas of life, and would have to be shown proof of its extent.